Now that you have a general idea of what the GLM is, let's look at what products are available to use operationally. While the GLM product menu may look different depending on your WFO's menu configuration, the screenshot shown here is just an example for your familiarization. In this example, GLM data for both GOES East and GOES West are available to view over the CONUS or full disk. There are two data options for each: 1 minute data or 5 minute data that is updated every 1 minute. As with the ground-based networks, we recommend using the 5 minute with 1 minute update data operationally. All right, now you may be wondering, so which of these products should I use and what do they mean? There are currently 3 gridded products available for use in AWIPS. In general, only 2 of these GLM products have been found to be most useful operationally by forecasters. They are flash extent density and minimum flash area. However, for completeness, we will also go over the 3rd available product, total optical energy. Since flash extent density is the most widely used GLM product, click on that one first to learn more.